Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, July 30th, and this is AFA Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Contract negotiations are taking place across the industry as airlines are reporting huge profits. The media is reporting a rise in airfares, too, and the Wall Street Journal reasons that it's no coincidence since capacity restraint clearly allowed airlines to push prices higher and return profits to more livable levels. Speaking of livable levels, it sounds like a good time for an industry-leading contract with wages, benefits, and work rules that reflect our work. What the papers are not reporting is how hard we are working with fuller aircraft and fewer flight attendants to staff them. It's a good thing we have the protection of FAA minimums and the legislated safety requirements our union has worked hard to achieve on Capitol Hill throughout the years, along with our contractual scope language that keeps our work in our hands. Otherwise, our jobs on the plane might look similar to the easy check-in kiosks and the new gate turnstiles that eliminate jobs on the ground. We know executives look for every opportunity to get us to work harder for less, while in times of both trouble and profit, they take increased pay, bonuses, and as we're reminded again this week, severance pay to the tune of several millions of dollars. We have every right to expect and demand what we are owed. If you are not already signed up to be a member of the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network, do it now. Every one of us needs to be engaged and stay engaged in our negotiations throughout the process. The process can be frustrating due to the length of time involved, but the more we are engaged, the more we stand together, and the more we demonstrate that we are prepared to do whatever it takes, the sooner we can achieve our industry-leading contract. Yesterday, the Partnership Flying Award for the new six-month period beginning August 31, 2010, resulted in the award of 149 partnerships and no involuntary furlough. Our industry-leading contractual furlough protections, coupled with the partnership program negotiated to avoid involuntary furloughs, continues to save jobs. The company reviewed the viability of the partnership program at each domicile and determined partnership awards were possible at all domiciles that had bids on file. In total, 149 partnerships were awarded to 298 flight attendants based in Boston, DCA, Denver, Frankfurt, JFK, Los Angeles, Heathrow, Narita, Chicago, Seattle, and San Francisco. There were no bids on file in Hong Kong, Honolulu, and Las Vegas. A breakdown of the award by domicile is posted on www.unitedafa.org. Tomorrow, July 31st, is the deadline for completing IPTE-3, B777, Safety, Cabin, and System Differences e-Learning. There is a direct link to e-learning from our website's useful site page. To register for the lesson, go to your learning plan and type IPTE in the search box. From the list, select IPTE 3777, Safety, Cabin, and System Differences, FASW-777R100-01, and click on the green Start button. This week, AFA Government Affairs Committee members joined hundreds of CWA activists in Washington, D.C. for the Legislative Affairs Conference and Action on Capitol Hill. As we spend the week advocating for workplace safety, bankruptcy reform that protects workers and retirees, the protection of our jobs with roadblocks to outsourcing, and health and family care benefits, we are reminded just how important it is to ensure there are representatives in office who support our issues. Not only does Congress decide whether important flight attendant priorities become law, they confirm the officials who will oversee our workplace and decide critical issues related to our work, such as the Federal Aviation Administration, the Department of Transportation, the Department of Labor, OSHA, Transportation Security Administration, and the Department of Homeland Security, to name just a few. With only 3 months to go before the 2010 elections, now is the time to ensure each of us exercises our right to vote for representatives who will advance our issues. One of our top legislative issues is the Aviation Jobs Outsourcing Prevention Act, H.R. 4788, which would limit an airline's ability to operate flights with third-party vendors, as United has done in launching a new Dulles to Madrid route operated by Aer Lingus. We have 90 bipartisan co-sponsors of this bill, originally introduced by AFA CWA's good friends, Representative Tim Bishop, Democrat of New York, Representative Mike Mishaw, Democrat of Maine, and Representative Thaddeus McCotter, Republican of Michigan. It is critical that we help to elect representatives who fight for our jobs, safety, and quality of work life, just like these representatives. We have a lot of momentum on several of our important issues today, but if they linger into another session of Congress and we don't have the same supporters there to move the legislation to law, then our jobs may take a step backward. This week, the Senate agreed to a 12th extension until September 30th of the current provisions of the FAA reauthorization bill, while lawmakers continue to argue over the newly proposed provisions. We have several key flight attendant workplace safety and health protections included in the proposed legislation, including a follow-up on the results of an FAA flight attendant fatigue study, OSHA workplace safety and health protections, cabin air quality provisions that would identify the equipment and technologies available to detect and filter highly toxic contaminants in the air supply, English language requirements standards for flight attendants, and a return to the cabin program that will allow flight attendants an opportunity for rehabilitation after testing positive for drug or alcohol abuse. Senator Byron Dorgan, chairman of the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Aviation Subcommittee, urged his colleagues to take action on the FAA reauthorization bill, stating, "American aviation is being held hostage by not passing an FAA reauthorization bill." An upcoming issue of Flight Log magazine, mailed to all AFA CWA members by mid-September, will include a nonpartisan congressional scorecard to include issues relevant to our work and indicate how each member voted on each issue. AFA CWA's legislative work is how we build a foundation for negotiating strong contracts. What better way to improve our bargaining power than to take the items we want off the table and secure them into law? Then, rather than spend our bargaining power on cabin air quality, FMLA for flight attendants, fatigue issues, and bankruptcy protections, for example, we can leave enforcement of those basic protections to the regulatory agencies where they belong. Review the congressional scorecard so we can identify our key allies in Congress and prepare to support them, some of whom have competitive races. Now is the time to register to vote, to apply for absentee or early voting if you will be traveling on Election Day, and to learn about the issues. Anti-worker forces are already preparing for the 2010 elections, and they will once again outspend us. But our power resides with you as an educated and energized voter. When you inform yourself about the issues, talk about them with your flying partners, and make informed decisions at the polls, you leverage your vote for positive changes in our profession. For information on how to register to vote in each state, check out congress.org through a link in our Reminders tab on the homepage of www.unitedafa.org. Every 2 years, Working America, the AFL-CIO's community affiliate, provides an opportunity for working women to voice their concerns through a nationwide survey. The results of this nationwide survey will inform women's rights and labor organizations in setting priorities for their work in advocating for improvements in the lives of working women. More than 12,000 women across the country who responded to the 2008 survey said the top item that would make their lives easier is a 10% raise. While issues such as affordable health care and quality child care were major concerns for working women, paying the bills, buying the groceries, filling the gas tank, and paying the rent and mortgage were the concerns women said that worried them the most. To make sure your experience is on the record by taking the 2010 Ask a Working Woman survey, or send a link to the At Working Woman you know to make sure your voice is heard. The survey will be online through August 13, 2010. There is a link to the survey from our Reminders tab on the homepage of www.unitedafa.org. Before leaving the Dear AFA system, be sure to dial option number 5 to hear the latest industry editorial recorded just yesterday by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. The recording may also be heard online in the Dear AFA section of www.unitedafa.org. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.